June 30th marks the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. And if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider making a special anniversary contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a special anniversary gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Well, it occurred to me this morning when we climbing out of bed that it's actually been 2 years today since Issues Etc. returned to the airwaves. 2 years. I guess in a lot of ways it doesn't feel like 2 years. It's one of those things that seems to have flown by. But in a few other ways, it seems like it's been an awful long time. It seems like we've always been here, sitting here in Collinsville, Illinois, doing this program the way we have. Of course, we haven't always been. It's only been 2 years. I reminded my wife of this morning, and in her typical fashion, she was underwhelmed about 2 years back. Even though this puts food on the table in the Wilkin household, she was typically underwhelmed at 2 years. Just another, of course, she's planning a wedding, just another thing for her to think about on a Wednesday morning that her husband's celebrating 2 years back on the air. But she put it on her list. I mean, that was nice of her. It is the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. On this June 30th, I will note that Jeff got the date wrong on the show sheet. He still has it as June the 29th. But Jeff can be excused today for reasons other than the two-year anniversary for getting the date wrong on the show sheet. It is the 30th of June. We are coming to you live. This first hour will devote to your thoughts, your reflections on 2 years of Issues Etc. back on the air. And then in the second hour of the program, Clark Forsyth will join us from the Americans United for Life organization. We're going to be talking to him about comments made today by Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan about late-term abortion, a memo that she wrote. She thinks she probably wrote it. It's in her handwriting while serving in the Clinton administration. You'll remember during the Clinton administration, partial birth abortion was a big issue. There's a memo to that effect. And she talked with the senators today about the conclusions that are reflected in that memo. We'll talk with Clark Forsyth about that as well. Then a little bit later on this Wednesday afternoon, Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. Part three of a four-part weekly series on the miracles of Jesus. We're going through each one of the Gospels in turn, and that means today we'll be talking about the miracles in Luke's Gospel. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. If you're celebrating the two-year anniversary of Issues Etc. has returned to the air with us and listening, we want to hear from you. What was your favorite moment in the last 2 years? Your favorite guest, your favorite topic, favorite interview? Is there any place in the last 2 years you think we could use some improvement? We're always thinking about how to improve this show. It simply cannot stand still. We're thinking about how to improve it technically, content-wise, always trying to expand that stable of guests that we have and topics. And we always want to hear from our listeners. 1-877-623-6943. What's your biggest criticism of Issues Etc. in the last 2 years? We love to hear criticism. We live on it. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at IssuesETC, or there's a place at our Facebook fan page for you to leave your thoughts about the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., facebook.com/IssuesETC. And we'll get to some of those comments from Facebook and elsewhere as the hour progresses.
You know, we always say smartest listeners in radio.
We do.
And I get way too much credit for selecting topics and things like that. And, you know, almost all of them come from our listeners. So we really like to hear from them this hour. You know, what's been your favorite show? What do you think we can do better? What's been your least favorite show? The worst, most boring show in the last 2 years? And a special hello. We've got in-studio guests on our anniversary.
Oh, that's right, we do.
Ben, Tamara Oakry, and their children, Sophia and Connor Okri from they're from Kansas, right? From Topeka, but Ben is a student at budding student, I might add, at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Is it just me, or were they among the first guests of among our listeners to appear here at the LPR studio?
You are correct. If you go back to the original website in the photo section, there they are. Except they didn't have little Sophia back then. Were you pregnant with Sophia back then when you were here? No. How old is Sophia?
She's 4 months old.
Four months old.
You can hear Tamara's voice in the background. We have a lot of people come through the studio. And frankly, kind of makes Jeff, and I don't know what it does for Craig. Craig is Mr. Immovable, but kind of makes Jeff and it makes me a little bit nervous sometimes when we have people in the – not because we're nervous to appear on the air in front of our listeners, but we are – I'm a recluse, and Jeff is in constant motion. And so we often have to appear very rude to our guests when they show up. We just keep working. We might say, hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Here, let's take a picture, have a T-shirt. But then we go back to work. But it's always nice to have them come and visit, especially when they bring the little ones, too.
Well, Craig's our official hospitality greeter.
He's a receptionist.
He is.
Yeah.
He's
a fine receptionist, too.
You know, speaking of Craig, I was thinking about that, how the providence of God and the whole cancellation and the return of issues, et cetera. I remember he showed up in my house.
If you wanted to ask me what the best thing that happened in terms of issues, et cetera, wise, in the last 2 years, actually occurred just prior to the return of issues, et cetera, and that is the return of Craig fighting her. That was. I mean, if I look back on it, and with the advantage of hindsight, the last 2 years could not have happened the way they happened. Ending 2 years financially in the black, things running as well as they possibly can with the three-man operation could not have happened without Craig coming back on board.
No doubt about it. And I'll never forget him showing up in my house, you know, saying, hey, heard you got fired. And Craig was had a Windows World operation or some kind of a window operation on the East Coast. He sold it off. And it wasn't what – right after you said you sold it, I said, do you want to come work for us? I mean, I jumped at that chance right away because, as we've said many times, neither Todd nor myself have any kind of business expertise. And Craig not only was the engineer and board op while we were at KFUO for several years, but also had the business expertise that both of us lacked. And I just returned, I had a flight this morning from the Higher Things Youth Lutheran Youth Gathering out in Utah, and I was telling those guys how you see the providence of God in so many things in the last 2 years, and Craig Feichninger joining us is definitely one of those.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and it's the best hiring decision we've ever made, and it's the only hiring decision we've ever made. So we got a 100% record on that one. You just mentioned you coming back. Jeff is telling you the sanitized version of his story of his trip to Utah. Yesterday afternoon, Jeff was not here. We were doing the show long distance. That never hinders Jeff. He was already during the second hour of the program on his laptop, IMing me during the entire show, basically producing the show from Utah, which is fine and good. He does his job very well wherever he is. But right before we came on the air, his mother was over here getting a little business advice from Craig. And she stepped into the studio here and said to me, only Jeff could create a problem like this. Apparently, Jeff's trip to Utah was a fiasco from beginning to end. And he left his wife, waking up bright and early in the morning, left his wife with no car and four kids and lots of places to go without any warning. Is that what happened?
Well, it was the getting to Utah and getting back to Utah from here was bad. While I was at Higher Things, unbelievable. I highly recommend everybody to send your children, your grandchildren to Higher Things Youth Conference. It was just a great time, and they do a superb job. It's amazing. I mean, they have over 800 kids. They got over 1,200 kids next week in Tennessee. How they pull that thing off. Three worship services a day. They've got events planned. They got speakers. It's amazing. Sandra Ostapowicz, George Borghardt, they do a great job. Of course, President Bill Swirla. You recognize all those people, are regular guests on this show. But yeah, when I left, was it Monday morning? Was that when I left, Craig? I don't even remember. It's all a blur. I left at like 5:30 in the morning. Car didn't start. It's not even clicking. I'm not even going to click. It's that dead. So I was running a little late, so I didn't have time to even tell. Beth's still sleeping. I got to take the van. Well, we've got two little ones in swim lessons in the morning. We got JJ, my oldest, is in a basketball camp, and Emily's got a volleyball camp all this week, and she has no car.
But thanks. Your mom was really mad. I mean, I'm not joking.
Oh,
she was in here. Of course, she's always a little mad at Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever noticed that? She's always just a little bit mad at Jeff.
German mother.
She's a sweet woman to everyone else, but Jeff is always, for some reason, just on her last nerve.
Yep. And but they stepped in and basically loaned us one of their cars. And so then this morning I had, in order to get back for this, everybody's like, how come you're not staying for Higher Things longer? It's like, well, it's a 2-year anniversary of issues, et cetera. I got to get back. And so I had a flight this morning out of Salt Lake City, but we're in what, Logan or Ogden? I don't even remember. All I remember is this. I've learned that Mormons don't believe in caffeine. I knew a lot of things about Mormons. It's like really hard to find coffee where we're at. And what was weird was like Temple's Bank, Zion's, you know, sausage shop. I mean, man. They were telling us that the tour guide for Utah State University, they said, oh, how diverse is the student population? Oh, very diverse. It's only 90% Mormon. That's diversity?
Yeah. Well, I imagine in Utah it really is.
But I had a 6 o'clock flight this morning, then to Denver, connecting flight, and got here at, but I didn't get to my hotel last night or 12:30. I checked in about 12:30 in the morning. And by the way, thanks to Aaron Finker, a SEM student at Concordia Theological Seminary, John Kohlmeyer, they drove me. It's like over an hour drive from where we were at Higher Things to the airport. Thanks for doing that. Got in about 12:30 in the morning. Had the flight. Got to get before 4 o'clock in the morning. So, if today's show seems like it's not very well organized, it's because it isn't.
And he rolled in just about the time I usually roll in. You notice that, Craig? That's score one for you. These two guys fight to see who's going to be in the office first. I don't even enter the competition, and Craig beat him big time today. It's a 2-year anniversary of Issues Etc.'s return to the air Wednesday, June the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. When we come back, some of your comments on those 2 years. Stay tuned. And so I wish you happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. June 30th marks the 2-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. And if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider making a special anniversary contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a special anniversary gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We want to hear from you about the 2-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. this Wednesday afternoon is that day. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us talkback at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or leave your thoughts at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hi, this is Dana in Indiana. I'm calling to say happy anniversary. Issues Etc. is therapy for recovering evangelicals. Thanks for the show.
And thank you very much for listening, and thanks for the comment and the nice wishes for us on this anniversary. We're certainly happy to have reached 2 years. I'm trying to think back. I asked the question before, what's the biggest criticism that our listeners might have? Because we do like to hear criticism. Biggest criticism our listeners might have after 2 years of being back on the air. And I'm trying to think of that in terms, it's difficult to do since I host the show, but trying to think through, what is your biggest criticism? I mean, if there's something you could change about the last 2 years or improve upon in the last 2 years, what would it be? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE.
You know, speaking of recovering evangelicals, we just heard from that from the Issues Etc. comment line. Frank in Cary, Illinois says, happy anniversary, IE. Thanks to Issues Etc., my family is confessional Lutheran today, placed by your recommendation in a great church, Calvary Lutheran in Elgin, Illinois. My family was just granted the right of membership, and my youngest two have been baptized all last Sunday. Truly a day to celebrate Issues Etc.'s anniversary. Keep up the good theology, writes Frank in Cary, Illinois at our Facebook fan page.
Thank you very much, Frank. That's great to hear. That story has been told, I don't know, I've lost count of how many people have said, from listening to Issues Etc. and its great guests and the topics that we cover, unapologetically Lutheran, unapologetically centered on the great solas of the Reformation, grace, faith, Scripture, and Christ alone, I finally got it. I finally found my way out of evangelicalism, or I found my way out of this church or that church, and to one that is sound and that is teaching God's word in all its truth and purity. And then we hear about kids being confirmed and baptized. It is very gratifying. This is why we're here. This is why we've been on the air for the last 2 years.
Mike in Rockford, Illinois, he says, there are too many great topics that you have covered over the last 2 years. This is via email to begin to mention. I have to say that my favorite topic of topics is always the hymn studies that you do. I have never been disappointed in any of them. Keep up the great work, writes Mike in Rockford, Illinois.
Well, I think part of the reason for that is good producing on the part of Jeff Schwartz, because hymn studies are a tricky thing. They really are kind of tricky. First of all, technically, they're a little more difficult to pull off. They're not impossible. I mean, we do them all the time. But in terms of the guests, you really need the absolute strongest guest that you can possibly have to do a hymn study. You need someone who can understand what the hymn says and then explain it, draw out the scriptural passages that form the foundation of the hymn. It's not easy stuff to do. And we have to call upon our very best guests to do this. I mean, I will say, as good as all of our guests are, the average guest probably couldn't pull off a hymn study the way that someone like Dr. Arthur Just does or Pastor Will Whedon. And the reason that we use those two men as often as we do is because they are able to bring the best out of those hymns. And you wouldn't think, I mean, Jeff, what would our former employer have said if you suggested, you know what we got to do? Study hymns on the air, and the listeners will really, really like it. What would they have said?
No, they would have said the same thing that the Synodocrats said when Issues Etc. was begun, that, you know, lay people
can't teach lay people theology.
Lay people theology.
Yeah.
And but, you know, what's frustrating is that you could show evidence of downloads that these hymn studies are popularly listened to via on-demand listenership, but those
doesn't matter.
Are statistics.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, speaking of hymn studies, we've kicked this around and we're thinking about, we have a vote, what is your favorite hymn and why? And then we take vacation We record 5 hours of Issues Etc. listeners all time. You know, what they vote is the favorite hymn. And then we do hymn study Monday with Whedon, Tuesday with Just, Wednesday with Carl Fikencher or something like that. Are the Issues Etc. listeners top five?
Top hymns. Five hymns.
Yes. Yes. Now,
did we iron out how technically we're going to do that? Just ask them to vote?
Via email. I think we're just going to do it via email.
That's a great idea.
Well, we might be doing it because we're going on vacation sometime in August. So it might be that second week in August when we do that. But we better get going on that.
Yeah.
If we're going to do
that,
it.
That requires a little planning, I think.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Facebook fan page, Pastor Tom Chris, a regular guest on our Pastor's Roundtables on Thursday in Racine, Illinois, just says, Happy Anniversary, IE. And for some reason, he's got a mustache on.
Yeah.
Strikingly similar to the next president of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Matt Harrison.
Yeah, I think he actually just scrawled that mustache on his picture. It's not real. And you know what someone did recently? And it just made my hair stand up on the back of my head. Someone took Pastor Matt Harrison's mustache and photoshopped it onto me. One of my Facebook pictures of me holding.
How'd you look in that?
One of my, it was spooky, very spooky. And I kept it up and I kept on seeing it every time I went to my Facebook page and I kept it up and finally I had to take it down. I sent the message to the person who'd done it. I said, thanks for the gesture, but it's just creeping me out. And look, mustaches belong where mustaches belong. And if you've ever met Pastor Matt Harrison, heard him speak, read anything he's read, that's where the mustache belongs. That's where it belongs. That's where it shall stay. And I'm actually developing a little theory, Jeff. I don't know if I told you about this. I'm developing a theory that all the best presidents, with a few exceptions, of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in history have sported facial hair. All the best ones. C.F.W. Walther, he had some sort of crazy under-the-chin beard thing going. I don't know what they called it, mutton chops or something. Not all of them had mustaches, but some of the very best had facial hair. And I suspect that those who were the very best that didn't have facial hair probably were very hairy in other respects, probably were like werewolves. But it's just a theory yet. I mean, I have yet to test it. The best test will be the election of Pastor Matt Harrison to the presidency in about 2 weeks. And then we can see how well facial-haired presidents in the modern day carry out the duties of their office. But it's just a theory there. No more photoshopping Matt's mustache onto me. It creeped me out.
Tim in St. Louis on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Happy 2-year anniversary, Issues Etc. What a great blessing to have this worldwide Christian radio ministry for all to listen to. Keep proclaiming the good news, writes Tim and Catherine in Arkansas. I can't believe it's been 2 years already, Catherine.
Neither can I. Like I said, I woke up this morning thinking about it, and in many respects it seems like it's been a lifetime, but then those 2 years have flown by. They really have. But I must say, it's been 2 years where I don't work very hard anyway. I mean, I really don't. I'm trying to be honest about this. I work as little as I possibly can. Like most radio talk show hosts, I just try to get by with the absolute minimum of effort. But it's been a lot of hard work in the last 2 years, too. I mean, it's been a labor of love, without a doubt, a labor of love for our listeners. You know who really has made the last 2 years? Besides, second only to Craig, who's been integral into the last 2 years of Issues Etc. That's our listeners. I mean, there's no surprise there. They brought us back on the air. They've kept us on the air for 2 years, and I have confidence they will keep us on for years to come.
As we say, only our listeners can cancel us, and not just our listeners, but also sponsoring congregations, the Issues Etc. 300. Those people are
absolutely vital.
I mean, absolutely vital. Those churches that agree to put us in their mission or advertising budget, it is vitally important to the continuation and future expansion of this worldwide outreach. So thank you, our listeners, our donors, our sponsoring congregations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We really appreciate it. Couldn't have done it without you and couldn't continue to do it without you.
Jeff, but we've only got about a minute here, but like I'm giving you a time cue. You're the guy staring at the clock. In the last 2 years, what's been your favorite, hands down favorite interview? I know you're tired. Yeah, I know that your brain isn't working.
I have no clue. I mean, I would say those Dr. Nagel interviews were really, really, it was just to see Dr. Nagel again. And I had to, when we were recording that, I was starting to tear up the first interview we were doing that from the Lutheran Senior Services Center there in Webster Groves, because it was just, you know, praise God from whom all blessings flow, to hear the word of God from the mouth of Dr. Nagel. That was truly a touching experience.
And I have a lot of favorites, but I think my hands-down favorite came recently when we did an interview, actually a hymn study with Pastor Will Whedon, and it was an ascension hymn, if I'm not mistaken, Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels, that we did with Pastor Will Whedon. And it stands out. I've been doing the show for a decade, and it stands out in my mind, and I think probably will for a long time, as the very best hour of Issues Etc. we ever did. I mean, just tremendous, right on spot with what we're trying to do every day, proclaim Christ and Him crucified for us sinners. We'll be right back.
I attended Sunday services in a beautiful Singapore Lutheran congregation. One local man approached me and asked with a pronounced Southeast Asian accent, "You live in St. Louis? You know Todd Wilkin?"
Pastor Matt Harrison reading from his new audiobook, Christ Have Mercy, How to Put Your Faith in Action.
Who? You mean Todd Wilkin? It turned out this man, half a world away, was a regular listener via the internet, and he's hardly alone. It really is a whole new day. We are witnessing the greatest free flow of faithfully Lutheran information in the history of the Lutheran Church. It is the worldwide moment for confessional Lutheranism. It is Missouri's moment.
You can download Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison at cph.org. It costs only $10.99 to download. This new audiobook is a must-listen for Issues Etc. fans. Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison. cph.org.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
With the shrinking number of abortionists, there's more pressure on medical students to train in abortion. So Students for Life of America is launching a new project. It's called Medical Students for Life. Its goal is to connect pro-life students at medical schools throughout the country. It'll equip them with the resources they need to share the pro-life message with their fellow students. These resources come at a time when many of them face pressure to get into the abortion industry. Students for Life understands medical personnel are on the front lines of this life and death battle of abortion. If the number of abortionists continues to decline, more babies and their parents will be spared the tragedy of abortion. Visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org for more details.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Can you tell that Craig chose the bump music today?
I can. That is so un-Craig-like. You know, I mean, he thinks Sammy Hagar's effeminate. Yeah, what was that? Okay. What was that? What happened? I was gone 2 days, and what's happened to Craig?
I'm thankful the Ockery's already left, okay, because Craig was actually dancing during that one, which is, I won't describe it any further, okay?
I'm telling you, folks, Craig Feichninger is a dark-haired Kevin James. I mean, he is Collinsville's own Kevin James. I mean, the way he danced like that, you know, that's
got some moves.
He does. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
It's also disturbing. I mean, it's sometimes I wish the glass was not there. I mean, honestly, sometimes I wish there was a wall between us. The things I see And, you know, some things you see, you can't unsee. That'll disturb me. But I'll have to, you know what I do when I go home every night? After all is settled down, we've eaten, we've been to the gym, we come home, we're sitting around. You know what I do every night? Yeah, besides that, he's making a drinking motion. Besides that, I regale my family, such as the, you know, whoever's sitting around. I regale my family with tales from the legends of Craig. Whatever Craig said, whatever Craig did that particular day, I tell them the stories. And they're like family legend in the Wilkin house. They really are. I mean, it's true. I'm not joking. My daughter will often say, hey, it's like that time Craig blah, 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 blah. From the stories I've told her. It's the stuff of legend. There's no doubt about it. 2 years celebrating. Issues, et cetera, back on the air on this Wednesday afternoon, June the 30th. We want to hear from you. Your favorite moment, your criticism, whatever it may be in the last 2 years, favorite guest. What do you remember most about the last 2 years during Issues, et cetera? Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesETC or give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE.
Good morning. This is Cindy from Milton, Florida. I just wanted to call and say happy anniversary to all of you, and thank you for what you do. May you have many more years of service to all of us. Thank you, and God bless. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Millie, and thanks for listening in Florida as well. You hear these names of listeners. They'll email us. They'll do all this, and then it's nice, always nice, to hear your voices as well. By the way, you can leave your comments, criticism, questions at the Issues, Etc. comment line as well, 618-223-8384. What else do you have there, Jeffy?
Email from Don in Junction City, Kansas, to Todd, Jeff, and Craig. Congratulations on your second-year anniversary. May our risen Lord Jesus Christ continue to bless Issues, Etc. All your programs were great. May the one who did the evil to you on March 18, 2008 soon be gone. Psalm 109, verse 8. May his days be few. May another take his office, writes Don in Junction City, Kansas.
Well, you know, I don't know if I would interpret the passage specifically that way, but I do appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate you listening as well in Kansas. That's another thing. People might ask, what's changed the most, Jeff? I mean, this is kind of the producer's question. What has changed the most about Issues, Etc. in its latest incarnation in this last 2 years?
Well, freedom. I mean, you just there's several things, but freedom, the independence to talk about things like a blaze, to do the 6 or 7 hours that we've done on the restructuring proposals in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You know, those are just examples of things we were forbidden to talk about in the past. So the freedom, but that freedom also allows you to be more creative, to think outside the box on ideas and things, and not be stuck in LCMS Inc. meeting after meeting after meeting.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. One of the things that's changed, not because of our 2 year circumstances here, but it's changed just because the technology's moved ahead, is we've found that the present and very likely the future of Issues, et cetera, and its listeners' relationship is changing as we speak. I'll mention just one thing. The introduction of Facebook to the equation has changed the way we think about doing this show. It doesn't change what we say or even how we say it, but it changes how we prepare for the show, how we communicate with our listeners. I don't know how many, over 4,000 fans, I lost track.
4,232 as we speak.
4,232 fans on the Facebook fan page.
In what, just a year, last week?
It was very coincidental. Last week, Jeff said, how long have we had the Facebook page? I went back and checked, and it had just been the day before, 1 year earlier, that we started the Facebook fan page, and now up to over 4,200 fans, and it continues to grow. That's a big change in the we did not have that before, probably could not have had that before. And so that's changed. And these new ways of communicating with one another and connecting with one another probably will change the way our listeners get Issues, Etc. in the future. I mean, it's very likely that even our on-demand listeners or our live internet listeners will be listening to Issues Etc. in their cars as soon as the technology catches up with, as soon as the market catches up with the technology. I mean, for all intents and purposes, if you got a smartphone, you already are able to listen to us in your car or wherever you are, for that matter. We never really expect the on-demand listeners to stop being the backbone of our listenership. I think that's a change that's permanent. People simply consume media differently than they did even 3 or 4 years ago. Certainly very differently than they did 10 years ago. And it's just changed the way we get to listeners. It hasn't changed the show at all to speak of, but it's changed the way we get to listeners and our listeners get to us.
Speaking of Facebook, Nicholas in Brighton, Colorado says, happy anniversary, Issues, etc. Many more years of proclaiming Christ and Him crucified. Let's see, what else do we have? A guest next hour, Dr. Peter Scare, is going to talk about the miracles in Luke's gospel. Dr. Scare said, time flies when you're having fun. Blessings upon all that you do in Christ's kingdom.
Let's talk a little bit about Peter Scare, especially since we're going to be talking with him later. We started talking with him. When did he come on? When did we bring him into the stable of guests? I mean, it's been a long time, but probably more intensely in the last 2 years than ever before. And I'm always, it just says something about our guests in general. I am always overwhelmed by the kind of preparation our guests are willing to put in for a half hour, an hour long conversation to talk with us and to be heard by our listeners. I'm always overwhelmed by that. I mean, they do their homework. These are smart guys to begin with, but they do their homework. It is not unusual at all before we have an interview for one of our guests to email us an outline of what they want to talk about. 3, 4, 5, 6 pages of stuff we'll never get to, but it's so obvious they've done their homework. Now, what does this tell me? It tells me that they really value this program. It tells me they really value our listeners. I mean, we're not paying them to do this. Did you know that? We're not paying them to do this. I can understand preparing that way to go into the classroom when you're being paid to be a professor at a seminary. But to go on a radio program and to prepare this way, that's just generosity. That's generosity to us and to our listeners. And our listeners benefit from it.
Dr. Peter Scare, what we love about Dr. Scare, he's a fearless interpreter of Scripture. He's primarily New Testament, but we can bring him on. Old Testament, yeah. Got no problem doing it. And speaking of, if you're listening to Dr. Scare, we're still waiting for your outline on miracles in Luke's gospel. You have about a half hour to turn in your assignment to the Reverend Wilkin.
Yes, I'm expecting 1,000 words double-spaced. All right.
Jim in Evansville, Indiana, on our Facebook fan page, Pastor Charlie Hendrickson says that the canceling of Issues, etc. woke the real sleeping giant. It's what woke me up to the sausage making in St. Louis.
Well, thank you very much. I think this is true. It's something for which we cannot take personal credit, but just a symptom of what's been going on for a long time, and it simply brought it to the attention of our listeners who suddenly didn't have us anymore. And after 2 years of being back and thinking back on it, kind of gaining some perspective on it, I think the comment is right. I don't know if it's going to make a permanent change. That remains to be seen. But I think the comment is right.
Erica in Wichita, Kansas, congratulations to Issues Etc., Pastor Wilkin and Mr. Schwarz. I am so glad that the show and those involved persevered through all the drama.
There has been some drama, but I don't like drama. I really don't. I prefer things to be extremely boring and uneventful. That's the way I like my life. That's why I like my work. Drama, I know that people may have a hard time believing this, but drama really very seldom accomplishes anything. And although I've found myself now and again involved in a lot of drama, sometimes of my own making, well, probably more often than not, mostly of my own making, I really don't like it. I like things to be just the way they are and kind of know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's a good thing about Issues, etc. I mean, it's one thing that our listeners can do is count on this program not to, we don't experiment with your theology, with your way of thinking. We don't try out new things on you, new ideas, new theologies on you to see what you're going to do or to see what you like. We love our listeners. We respect our listeners. And the best way for us to do that is to be exactly what we've been for the last 2 years. All right, when we come back, 10 more minutes in this first hour of Issues Etc. this Wednesday, June the 29th, on the 2-year anniversary of Issues Etc.'s return.
A great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Faithful confession trumps company loyalty. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement. In the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Celebrating 2 years back on the air in this first hour. Kind of doing it low-key this time. Last year, we had a cookout or something like that going on this day. And we had people in and out of the studio. We did have some visitors today, but we're trying to doing it low-key. There's an awful lot going on in this neck of the woods, and we figured the best way to celebrate 2 years is to just recognize that 2 years have come and then get back to doing what we do for our listeners all the time, which is what we'll do in the second hour of the program. Millie is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Hi. You know what? I remember
What's that?
Was just a little prior. We all had faith and hope you'd come back. We went to the church service at Emmaus, and after that, the next morning, we were over at the International Center freezing, but carrying placards. Remember that?
I do remember it.
We were happy to do it.
And thank you very much. Hey, Millie.
Now, can you hold on a minute?
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
That wasn't me. That was a little bear my husband got for his birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Millie, thank you very much. Hey, we did get your card today, and thank you.
Oh, do you like it?
Yes, and thank you for your gift.
Well, you know, me and praise, huh?
And
okay.
Tell the little bear thank you as well.
Uh-huh.
Millie, thanks for listening in St. Louis. That was sweet, wasn't it? Kind of brings a tear to your eye to have that little bear sing to you. Oh, I have pictures. I keep pictures of that faithful group of people who came from all over the country to carry signs at 1333 Kirkwood Road about 2.5 years ago. I keep I keep pictures. And that's a large reason why we came back and why we're still back on the air, are those listeners from all over the country who we simply realized it meant so much to them. And that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years. Dr. Matt Phillips of Concordia University, Nebraska, emails us. He says, happy birthday to Issues, Etc. Your commitment to Lutheran theology and its application to today's society makes your show unique. I have enjoyed being a guest, caller, listener over the last years, and we've enjoyed having you, Matt. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey says, happy anniversary. I love being able to hear Issues, Etc. on demand. I download them to my Sansa clip, and as I drive around, just let one episode after another play. My favorite regular programming segments are the Pastor's Roundtables, and they've been invaluable to my ministry. Well, thank you very much, Gary, and thanks for listening in New Jersey. A lot of people, this is how a lot of people are listening. They're listening while they're doing something else. It occurred to me, Jeff, one of the things, didn't we have someone just this last week say that they had listened to 20 hours of the Issues, Etc., 24, that 24-hour show that we did back then? Couple months ago. I wonder, I know the way that I listen to podcasts, I do them while, like yesterday I was doing yard work when we were off, and I will listen to some of my favorite shows, not this show. I don't listen to this show because, as I've said many times, they're all reruns to me. But some of my other favorite radio shows, podcasts, I will listen to them on demand 1 hour after another after another. I like to let them build up and then I listen in a big block. And I was thinking while I was mowing the grass, I wonder, we could probably have a contest of people. How many continuous hours of Issues, Etc. have you listened to at one time? Didn't we get an email from someone who said they took a 7-hour drive or something like that, and that they had a bunch of Issues, Etc. ready to listen to, and they listened to all of it as they were going along? That's exactly what we're talking about. And just nice to know that we can keep people company, that we can help people as they continue to learn about God's Word. Anne is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hi, Anne. So just great congratulations. I just wanted to comment. That ad with Matt Harrison, who says he's talking to the Asian man, who says, you know Todd Wilkin, it was that upset me so much when you were taken off the air. I wrote emails and letters to people, and I just really vented. It wasn't very pretty. But it was that man I kept thinking, is he hearing the gospel at all from any resource? And I was so upset. And then last year when you had your one-year anniversary, I wanted to go so badly, but I was on the mend from lung surgery, and you guys were praying for me, and I appreciate that. Since Issues, Etc. I started listening, I've become Lutheran. Then my husband did. Just a few weeks ago, my daughter and her fiance became Lutheran. And my son comes to church almost every week. He hasn't taken that leap yet, but I'm waiting. So I'm just so grateful. And I don't think I've ever gotten over my honeymoon, so to speak, with Lutheranism. Thanks.
Hey, the honeymoon can last a lifetime, Anne. Thank you very much. I mean, that's how good Lutheran theology and practices. Thank you so much for listening in St. Louis, and thank you for your story too. It's nice to know that it has this kind of effect.
Let's go quickly through some more Facebook posts. Carrie says, I was so upset when the program was canceled and so excited when it started again. I'm very thankful you're still on the air and hope it's for a long time to come. Greg writes, thanks to you guys for all the quality work. God is good. Deborah in Dallas says, you guys are to me what Jeff and his brother are to the Edwardsville Tigers. Happy anniversary, baby. Isn't that a song? Well, Deborah, thanks to Craig Feichtinger, he played that during the first break. Happy anniversary, baby. Roxanne, woohoo, with Issues going strong, my husband and I can agree on what to listen to in the car. Thanks and keep it up. God bless. Just trying to keep marriages together. We're all about.
It's all about the love. Yeah, that's what it is.
Paul in Colorado, happy anniversary. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years already. Thank you for incredible programming you continue to produce. As a commentator once said, Issues, Etc. really is like a seminary for laymen. Paul in Fort Hood, Texas, a blessed anniversary for you and Issues, Etc. I still get surprised when my emails or comments are read on the air or even the latest newsletter from Pastor Wilkin.
Well, surprise.
Keep up the ministry, lead the charge, proclaim the gospel, hooah, writes Paul in Fort Hood, Texas. Sonia in Colorado, I look forward to many hours of commuting because I can listen to the Word of God through Issues, Etc. Thank you for the continuing clear proclamation of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion on our behalf. Chad, looking forward to many more years to come. Thank you for your hard work. Stan, congratulations. I can't begin to tell you the impact Issues Etc. has had on me. I listen daily on my commute and thank God each day for your ministry. I agree totally with the question. Can you believe LCMS Inc. canceled this?
Oh, hey. Yes, I can't believe it, actually. You know what's struck me also about these last 2 years? I will say the word that comes to mind perhaps is vindication. I mean, only in a human sense, because when we were canceled, the public, what shall we say, rationale, reason, some might say excuse, was that we weren't pulling our weight financially, that we weren't able to support ourselves, and that we were losing money. Well, the last 2 years have been kind of sweet vindication in that respect. 2 years running in the black, paying all our bills with money left over at the end of the year to make sure that more Issues, et cetera, can continue, being able to raise money in advance of when we need it rather than after we needed it. Things like that are very nice to have independent and for the last 2 years as well. I mean, we were told that we were just costing money. And the last 2 years, ending both years in the black, I think that's been pretty well disproven.
And thanks to our listeners, we're going to finish up this next fiscal year. The second fiscal year ends today, actually.
Today, yes.
So thanks to our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. 100% thanks to our listeners. And it's something that our former employer has not been able to pull off in the last 2 years, I don't think.
Speaking of our former employer, I think this is a something people should contemplate. If we were canceled primarily because of business and then later stewardship reasons, has anyone considered why doesn't our former employer run the show now?
It doesn't cost
Not that we would be willing to sign any kind of editorial, you know, we'd compromise the editorial content of the show, but they could save money by running Issues, Etc. 2 hours every day.
They can have it free.
We wouldn't charge them anything.
Right. We wouldn't work there, obviously.
Right.
But just as we would send this show to any other affiliate, as we do, we could send it to them absolutely free and, you know, just as a gesture of goodwill. It's a good question to consider. Why not? Perhaps we'll have an answer sometime in the future. Oh, my goodness. My screen went completely blank, but now it's up again. What can we do at the end of 2 years but thank our listeners? I mean, we thank the people that make this happen on an everyday basis, like Craig and Jeff. And I imagine in their moments of feeling a little generous, they might thank me as well. But it's the listeners that make this program what it is and that have kept this program on the air and that have made sure that it stays on the air for many other listeners to enjoy and to benefit from. If you've enjoyed the last 2 years of Issues, Etc., back on the air, stronger than ever, consider making a special 2-year gift to Issues, Etc. You do that by going to our website, issuesetc.org. It's a secure online donation, issuesetc.org. Or send your gift by check to Lutheran Public Radio. The address, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember to make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. In the second hour of the program today, back to what our listeners love best about Issues, Etc. for the last 2 years and running now. On this Wednesday afternoon, June the 30th, we're going to start with Clark Forsythe of Americans United for Life. Elena Kagan, being grilled by senators today for her Supreme Court seat, made comments about a memo she wrote while serving in the Clinton administration that had to do with partial birth abortion, sometimes called late-term abortion. We'll see what Clark Forsythe knows about that memo and her position there. Then Dr. Peter Scare joins us for part three of our four-part weekly series on the miracles of Jesus. Today, the miracles in Luke's gospel. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues, Etc. right after this.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues, Etc.